We're joined with Janet Weibel of Weibel & Associates Landscape Architect. They've been doing landscape architect in Arizona for over 30 years. If you've been to the state capitol recently, you may have noticed their work on the Centennial Project on Washington between 7th Avenue and the Capitol. They were hand-selected for the landscape architects for the Drab to Fab, and they're here to talk to us about the project that they put together for the contest winner. Ms. Janet Weibel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us about the project.
We were invited to participate by Donna DeFrancesco. She's the conservation coordinator over at the City of Mesa, and she invited us to participate as designers for the project.
And as I understand, hardscapes was a key element of this design.
Yes, the winner of the contest wanted a combination of things, including some hardscapes, some garden areas. They were really focused on low water use plantings, and they wanted color throughout their backyard, and they also wanted areas to place some outdoor furniture and do some cooking outside and small areas to entertain guests.
What size of project is this?
The backyard is about 40 feet long by 30 feet wide.
So in that,
not very big.
And that 1,200 square foot of space, what were we all able to design?
We worked in an extension to their patio area, the part that's covered. So we extended the patio out and introduced some pavers and made a larger space so they could accommodate their barbecue grill and a little peninsula of added pavers so they could put some furniture and perhaps a fire bowl.
And how important is it to have the design done before you break ground?
It really helps because it gives the client a view of what their yard will look like and the potential for what it could ultimately be. Many times, designers and owners get carried away and we design things that are beyond a client's budget for the first phase, and the plan can stay with them and we can help them select the priorities to design to fit their budget.
And what resources are there for homeowners to go look at different hardscape design elements, look at plant selections, look at the color? Pictures are helpful, but being able to see it in person can really make a difference.
Absolutely. We were able to go to the Scottsdale Water Treatment Plant's xeriscape garden and view many of the plant materials that are mature in size, they're in full bloom, and so the client could see what they would actually look like in their backyard.
Is that a location anybody could just go look at, or do you have to schedule an appointment to view the grounds?
Oh, no, it's open to the public. You can walk through there anytime. It's very beautiful. There's a shaded walkway throughout the garden, and it's right around the dog park there, so it's very easy to access, and the plants always look really well.
To keep up with the progress of the Drab to Fab Winner's Backyard Makeover, you can follow Lisa on their 10-part video series at wateruseitwisely.com. While you're there, you could also sign up for their newsletter to keep up with other promotional opportunities that Water Use It Wisely will have in the future and learn more about the value of xeriscaping here in the Arizona desert. Janet Weibel of Weibel & Associates, thanks for being part of this promotion.
Thank you, Rosie. It was great to be here.
Stay tuned. We continue to have updates as the Drab to Fab project goes through its course and gets installed to the winner. Harold Hector from Santan Valley is next on the line. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
I just purchased a home with a built-in tankless water heater. Now, when I take showers periodically, it turns cold once or twice while I'm taking a shower for a few, about 5 or 10 seconds, then it'll go back to hot or warm. I was wondering, is that normal or do I have to get it serviced?
Well, obviously that's not what it's designed for. The benefit of going tankless is having an endless supply of hot water. Have you ever identified something else in the house going on when that goes to cold? Is someone asking for a washing machine to turn on, turning on a dishwasher, another hot water using faucet?
No, actually, to my knowledge, I guess I've never had water running anywhere else where it had to be hot long enough for that to happen. But that's the only place that I've noticed it happen.
And is this every time or just occasionally?
I'd say 9 out of 10 times.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. You definitely can have a plumber come out and look at it and probably... You said you bought the home. Do you have any idea how old the tankless heater is and if there's a water treatment system on the home?
There is no water treatment system. There's none. And we just purchased a home with the tankless water heater in the home. And to my knowledge, it was built with the home. I honestly don't know the year the home was built. My wife would know better than I would, but I'm pretty sure no one's actually ever serviced it. Honey, do you know how old the house is? 2007, she said.
Okay. I would guess, Hector, what you're dealing with is a calcium buildup on the tankless water heater. There are manufacturers of tankless water heaters that will not warranty the product in Arizona and other parts of the country without a water treatment system on it. The way a tankless water heater works is it heats the water on demand. So it's not even, so you're not having to pay to keep a tank of water hot, just waiting there to get used. You are paying to heat the water as it flows through the tankless water heater, whether it's electrical or gas, but it has to superheat that water as it's passing through. So it's a very, very quick process. And because of all the hard minerals and deposits in our water in the state of Arizona, when it's flash heating that, all those hard deposits start to build up on the elements, the heating elements, the water pipes, and you're probably just dealing with that buildup, and it can't quite keep up with the system and the demand. If it's not something you're in a huge hurry to look at, although that is quite aggravating, September 17th, we're talking tankless water heaters with All About Water from Chandler, Arizona. Be a good program for you to stay tuned to. If you want to answer before that or have someone out, call All About Water. You can find them in the water treatment category of Rosie on the House.